Poster number 3. The period from 1407 to 1644. Around 1400 AD, the inhabitants of Roermond appear to have been quite wealthy. Gold coins from the time were found in a grave. The coins are shown in picture number 1. At the time, the northern part of Roermond belongs to Turning County in the Duchy of Schleswig. Ownership of the area is transferred from the Lembeck family to the Ahlefeld family. In the late 1400s, ownership is again transferred, this time to the Danish royal family, though it does not become a part of the Danish kingdom. It remains a part of the duchy. In 1468, King Christian I leaves the southern part of Roermond to the bishop's seat in Ribe, but it remains a part of the Danish kingdom. During the 1400s, a great period of herring fishery begins. This is mentioned in the Ribe Fishery Court records of 1478. Many fishermen from Roermond participated. In 1513, with 11 boats and 70 men. This out of a population of perhaps 700. The picture shows a fishing boat from this period. By 1525, the Reformation had been completed in Sønderjylland. Thereafter, the southern part of Roermond is incorporated into the Royal Danish County, whose members kept their possessions on Roermond until 1683. Copper engravings show the great trade center of the town Ribe, which becomes Roermond's most important trade partner. In 1545, the duchy is divided, and Turning County is incorporated in Duke Hans's Haderslev County. In 1579, Peter Rantzau of Trøjborg is awarded the southern part of Roermond for life. After his death in 1602, the area is returned to Ribehus. Trøjborg can be seen on the next engraving. Back then, farming was profitable. Farmers also fished in the Wadden Sea. A few, in partnership with merchants from Ribe, invested in fishing shares and sailed as boat captains. Denmark's fourth largest commercial fleet was anchored at Roermond during the winter. In 1608, 15 commercial vessels, captained by Roermond captains, sailed through Øresund between Denmark and Sweden. In 1643, 16 commercial vessels from Roermond sailed through Listerdyb between Denmark and Germany. They measured 8 to 45 lasts, typical for moderate-sized commercial vessels of the time. They sailed the entire Østersø as well to England, Holland, and the Elbe River. The picture shows a boyart. Roermond becomes affluent. The island's population rises to approximately 800. The church is significantly enlarged. Then catastrophe strikes. The Swedes occupy Roermond in 1644 and burn the majority of the island's ships. This signals the end of Roermond's first heyday.